This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, I'm calling about the studio apartment for rent. You said no pets, but my two Great Danes wear diapers. Would that be okay?
Oh, sure. Bring them along. The neighbors won't mind. I have a rental ad out there for $1,800 a month up on the Miradera condos. And in the ad, I state, the condo association does not allow pets. And then you still get replies saying, you know, I got these great little dogs, or I got, you know, explaining, and this cat is just a nice cat. And, people make exceptions, but when the condo association doesn't allow it, and then you're found out, you know, they can evict you, and it's a mess. So, hey, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. I missed you. I was gone last week for Memorial Day. A week goes by. I missed the show. It's like I never even did the radio program. You know, you miss one week, you're completely out of it. Today, we have an excellent guest joining me in segments 2 and 3, Joel Kotkin. He spoke several years ago at UCSB Economic Summit. He's written books. He publishes articles. He currently writes the weekly New Geographer column for Forbes.com. His work appears in the Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, the Washington Post, the American, the Daily Beast, and the American. Is that a typo or are there two separate ones? We'll find out. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. We're going to take this first segment and talk about some year to date through week 21, which ended May 27th, 2011, the 21st week of the year, 2011. We're going to talk about some sales and compare it what happened the last several years, going back to 2006. Now, we are off a little bit in the number of sales through that first 21 weeks. Single family, residential only, and just through the multiple listing service, 319 sales for the first 21 weeks. Last year, 339 sales. So it's about a 6% drop in the number, and median price also down. In 2010, it was $850,000. In 2009, it was essentially $850,000. But now our year to date is $816,000 through the first 21 weeks of the year. Now, you have to balance that with something very interesting about what's in escrow right now, over $1 million. So despite the median price having this drop, we have more listings in escrow over $1 million at this point in time compared to the last 2 years. So in 2009, we had 48 listings in escrow over $1 million. In 2010, we had 49. But on the 22nd week of the year, 2011, we have 67 listings in escrow over $1 million. And that represents, 67 represents 15% of the total number of listings that are available. Okay? But 49 to 67 is a huge jump. Huge jump in what's in escrow right now. And I can tell you, last year, the 49 only represented 10% of what was available. So what that means is we had more listings on the market last year and fewer in escrow, over $1 million. So on both counts, over $1 million, looking very positive at this point in time, the 22nd week of the year, 2011. It's true, I'm reading year-to-date through the 21st week of the year. Okay, so, and of course, if you go back to 09 and 08, the year-to-date sales, we were in the doldrums, and we didn't even break 300 for the first 21 weeks of the year. We had 259, and we had 299 when you look at 2009 and 2008. You go back to 2007, things were happening. We had 389 sales, single family, through the first 21 weeks of the year. Okay, so again, 2011, only 319, but balance that with the number of listings in escrow over $1 million, just 17 more on at a four. It's a huge percentage. Now, what's interesting, the median price is lower, as is the average price. If you look at Montecito, and maybe that's why we have the number of listings in escrow right now over $1 million. The number of closings in Montecito up dramatically from last year, So it's quite interesting. Overall, we're down, but Montecito is doing a good job and pushing us ahead. So let's see. Does that cover everything? Year to date, Montecito, median price year to date, just about $2,445,000. And last year it was closer to $2.5 million, so, you know, pretty close. But last year we only had 40 sales, single-family homes, for the first 21 weeks of the year. 40 sales in Montecito. This year, 56. So I guess that shows you that everywhere else, it's lower. It's lower. I want to mention that I took my computer in. I finally got an Apple MacBook Pro, and I took my old computer in that died. And they were able to retrieve the data thanks to Richard's recommendation for me to go to TechEase. TechEase on Upper State, 564-EASE, E-A-S-E. Tell them you heard it on Radio Real Estate. And instead of the minimum, you get half price for the minimum evaluation. Instead of $50, they'll just take a look at it for $25. And now that doesn't mean they're going to fix it. If you do take it in to fix it and you mention Radio Real Estate, they'll knock off 10% of the first hour. So, but the evaluation is pretty good because it's usually a $50 minimum. They'll knock it down to $25. TechEase on Upper State, 564-EASE, E-A-S-E. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Mr. Joel Kotkin, who is a futurist. So he's going to tell us the future and what's happening in California, two different Californias, coastal and inside California, and he'll comment on his new book, The Next 100 Million, talking about population. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.